The Truth News Network. From Salzburg to Collierville, Tennessee, Grand Island to Sevilla, Spain, Caribou Landing to Washington, D.C. Fighting the sour taste of lies by drawing off the sweet cream of truth. TNN, the Truth News Network, and your humble servant, Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. The truth, the dead on truth, is what we're seeking today. We're talking about the United States Congress. Lawlessness with impunity. Politicians use the term rule of law whenever there's a legal issue with which they disagree, and they want to frame that issue with a specific law that supports their disagreement. Or, on the other side, one with which they agree, and they want to frame that issue with a specific law that supports their agreement. But they always seem to speak louder about the rule of law when it supports their position. So let me ask you this. You've heard that term used a lot, especially since 2016. The rule of law. What is it? Well, the America of 1787, our origination as a nation, inherited from medieval England the concept of rule of law, sometimes expressed as a government of laws, not of men. You can trace the rise of this principle in English history all the way back to the signing of the Magna Carta in the year 1215, when King John found it necessary to guarantee his obedience to English laws. For that matter, medieval English writers on law derived their understanding of the rule of law from ancient Roman jurisprudence that said this, quote, "The king himself ought not to be under man, but under God and under the law, because the law makes the king. Therefore, let the king render back to the law what the law gives him, namely, dominion and power. For there is no king where will and not law wields dominion." So wrote Henry de Bracton, the father of English law, about the year 1260, during the reign of Henry III. This doctrine that no man is above the law applied not only to kings, but also to legislative bodies and judges. Rule of law has been around for a long time, and it has since this nation's inception been the foundation which supports the entirety of the United States government. It holds the rules and laws by which America, for its lifetime, has grown to and maintained the title of being the most legal, most impartial, and fair nation legally on earth when following the laws of the land. But I need not tell you this. It's under attack, an attack of the worst kind. America's lawmakers, those who actually are charged in the U.S. Constitution with the sole power to craft all federal laws that rule our lives, have devolved into governing from a murky world of arbitrary determination of the enforcement of certain laws. And it's never been more obvious than it is today. On the 2020 presidential debate stage, the responses to a question about a specific U.S. law and how each candidate felt about that specific law. Watch and listen to that debate.
To lock up children and asylum seekers.
We had a very spirited debate on this stage last night on the topic of decriminalization of the border. If you'd be so kind, raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation. Can we keep the hands up so we could see them?
Let's remember, that's not just a theoretical exercise.
For those of you that are listening and not watching, all but two of those presidential candidates on stage raised their hands saying they wanted the law that makes crossing the border at our southern border illegal. They want it changed from criminal to civil. Almost every person on that stage is a member of Congress, or was formerly. Each understands what the rule of law states and what it means. And each, when taking their oath of office to serve in Congress, and those who serve in other elected positions, made a personal commitment to the rule of law. Here's the congressional oath of office, just as a reminder. When they raise their hand, they say this, "I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. As we learned above regarding the source and meaning of the rule of law, the United States Constitution is the basis for the process of the lawful conducting of all of our citizens. And further, it set the Constitution as the ultimate authority in the determination of the meaning of specific laws that are legally put in place by the various authorities and groups in America. Now, who were those specific authorities and groups in America who put that law determining what was illegal when it came to crossing our border? Who put those laws in place? We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, let's look at another couple of things. The presidential debate question from hell. Of course, to the average American, it may seem gallant to raise one's hands to defend the helpless that find themselves in U.S. Border Patrol facilities being processed as illegal immigrants for crossing into the U.S. across the southern border. It may be politically brave to attempt to intervene with suggestions of how to help those illegal immigrants in the conditions in which they find themselves after their crossing into America. But no matter how gallant, no matter how brave those candidates felt when they raised their hands in answer to the question about changing that law, they do not have the right to do so. And that is exactly what the rule of law is about. Those illegals, every one of those illegals, broke a specific federal law. Here's the law, its details, and its penalties for its breaking. It's 8 U.S. Code 1325. It's called or titled Improper Entry by Alien. It says this: any alien who, 1, enters or attempts to enter the United States at any time or place other than as designated by immigration officers, or 2, eludes examination or inspection by immigration officers, or 3, attempts to enter or obtains entry to the United States by a willfully false or misleading representation or the willful concealment of a material fact, shall, for the first commission of any such offense, be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned not more than 6 months or both, and for a subsequent commission of any such offense, be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. It's pretty plain, folks. When they cross the southern border, it doesn't matter why. If they do so illegally, they're breaking a law, and that makes them a criminal. Now, all of the conversation about the reasons and the purposes for their doing so, they're seeking asylum, they want a better place, there's a legal process for doing so. It's been in place for decades and decades and decades. And millions come to the United States every year under those laws. And just recently, and I say just recently, there are always illegal crossings, but the numbers have approached the hundreds of thousands and millions just recently. They're doing so because they know the laws are not going to be enforced. We're going to get into, in our final notes and summary, exactly what's going on. You don't want to miss it. Sit tight. Back right after this at Truth News Network.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about.
This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Long live the courageous, the tenacious, the ones who push forward and give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
While some compromise to be nice, others aggressively hold to the truth. Guess which one we are?
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Folks, it's heartrending to see and hear the heartaches being played out in the lives of thousands of illegal immigrants at our southern states. It's horrible to see and hear of the thousands and thousands of Americans being caught in illegal acts of every imaginable kind in all 50 states. And not many of those acts of breaking the law result in the death or injury of others. But no matter, according to the rule of law, the breaking of U.S. laws is criminal. Period. So why are thousands dying of opioid overdoses in America every month? Why are thousands of women and children being kidnapped, trafficked, and forced into drug dealing and prostitution every year? Answer, not all, but many are allowed to be in positions to perpetuate their lawbreaking because someone somewhere in some position of authority made a unilateral decision to either wink at the wrongdoing or, when the perpetrators are brought to a place of accountability for that wrongdoing, refusing to prosecute or sentence according to the rule of law. On Wednesday of this week, we will detail the position of supreme leader or dictator or king many of those on the left are accusing Donald Trump of desiring, and by many of actually acting out in his governing today as U.S. president. Many of those same accusers are the very ones who have made winking at the rule of law or just ignoring it the right thing to do. Let's be honest. Is the border crisis Donald Trump's fault? It existed long before Donald Trump ever became Canada Trump. It was a crisis during the Bush 41, the Clinton, the Bush 43, and the Obama administrations. Even back under Ronald Reagan, did any of these presidents bear any responsibility, any personal responsibility, for any of the law breaking that occurred in any area of the United States while they were in office? Here's the answer. Listen closely, folks. The only responsibility any president in the United States ever bears is directly proportionate to his or her role in the execution of the terms of any bills presented to him or her with a signature, make it into an American law, and the execution of all the terms included in that law by federal enforcement individuals under a president's authority. That's all the president is accountable for. That certainly includes holding lawbreakers accountable subject to those laws. Well, who controls the laws that go in the books of the federal government? Who makes the laws? Who determines the terms and conditions of each and every federal law ever written and signed into being? The United States Congress. So, in essence, these 2020 presidential candidates who raised their hands saying they wanted illegal immigrants to no longer be treated as criminals under 8 U.S. Code 1325 are stating they support ignoring the rule of law. Without the rule of law, we do not have a country. We are somewhere between Cuba and Venezuela. We're a third world country. Or maybe let's just make it a little bit worse. How about Russia under Vladimir Putin? The same things happen there. Don't forget, the same holds true when federal law enforcement officers are told to stand down when it comes time to enforce the federal law that makes possession of marijuana a felony. You know who did that? Attorney General Eric Holder under Barack Obama. Think about that travesty. Several states have passed state laws that make the use of recreational marijuana legal now, in direct conflict with the federal law. Now, I'm no legal genius, but the Constitution makes it very clear that in each of these cases, the Constitution decides the outcome of such a legal dilemma. But none of those conflicts should remain. They shouldn't remain at all. The laws, those laws and others can easily be fixed, every one of them that causes social conflict. Think about these. The law regarding marijuana being possessed in the United States is illegal. That law, 8 U.S. Code 1325, that makes illegal crossings into the U.S. illegal. The Electoral College being allegedly unfair to American voters in determining U.S. presidents and vice presidents. The government as constitutionally being comprised of three co-equal branches, of which no branch controls either of the other two. All of these were made by law, and they can be changed by law. Who can do that? Well, most federal laws can be easily changed. 8 U.S. Code 1325 that makes those illegal entries in the U.S. illegal can be changed, as can marijuana drug laws, as can electoral college laws, as can the structure of power for the three branches of government. Congress makes the law. Congress is the only governing entity that can change the laws in place. Now, before you scream, yes, I know, the Electoral College is constitutional, as is the three co-equal branches of government. But Congress can pass, in Congress, constitutional amendments that then go to each state for ratification. Let's be honest, it's happened already 27 times in U.S. history, and it can be done again. There are 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution in existence today that happened just that way. Why is it so hard to get laws set or get laws changed? Because people in America did not all come from the same cookie-cutter philosophy, nor do they share just one philosophy. And by the way, we don't live in a democracy. I hear that all the time. The United States is not a democracy. It's a representative republic. In a pure democracy, every person votes on every issue. One vote for one person times however many people that are citizens in a country. The American forefathers felt that was unfeasible to do in a country that is so large and so diverse. Therefore, the Constitution, by the rule of law, was set and determined all such issues to be set by a body elected by the American people to represent each American in each town, in each state, in each region, on all federal issues that needed to be controlled by laws. That group, the only entity that makes laws, is the United States Congress. Do you know why there are so many people being held for illegal entry into the U.S. at our southern border? It's not Donald Trump. It wasn't Barack Obama, George Bush, or Bill Clinton, or George H.W. Bush who needed to and could fix it. It's the United States Congress. They're the only ones who can make this right, and they could make it right. They could call a session. They could do it in a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives. They could put 535 people in the room, bring up legislation to fix illegal immigration, to fix the immigration laws, to fund on a temporary basis all that is necessary to take care of those immigrants that have flooded across the border and are being held in those detention centers because Congress hasn't given them the money to process and get them out and get them taken care of. All Congress does, those on the left, point at the White House and scream and holler, placing blame, thinking that Americans are too stupid to understand. The brunt of the responsibility for where we are falls directly on the U.S. Congress. By the way, Donald Trump, when Congress hasn't acted, has tried to fix it with executive orders. They then, the Democrats, run to the local liberal judge, federal court judge, and block the action to fund taking care of the southern border. They don't want it done. They're ignoring the rule of law. The American people need to ask one question about our southern border, and only one question. Why does Congress continue to refuse to take the action necessary? All the action necessary to fix the problem. The answer? We the people can and should make the necessary changes to fix the problem by changing the United States Congress. That's the way the rule of law works. Hey, thanks for joining us here at Truth News Network. You're going to want to make sure tomorrow you tune in You haven't been to the southern border, have you? I haven't been either recently. I've been there, but I haven't been in a while. But tomorrow, we are going to present to you evidence, true facts. It'll be about a 20-minute podcast and a little bit longer story. But you're going to get the facts about exactly what's going on down there. So make a note tomorrow morning, first thing when you get up. Get the story. Get the podcast from truthnewsnet.org. We'll be back then. Until then, I hope you have a great Monday. So long, everybody.
From Krakow to Grand Island, Milan to Hanoi, this is TNN, the Truth News Network.